There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
The Big Question.
The Big Question today is a two-part film spectacular. On part one today, we have who is the Oscar nominee appearing in upcoming Dubai-based film Siren. Hi, Neil. Welcome back to the show.
Hi, thank you so much for having me back.
So if you've just tuned in, let me tell you a little bit about Neil. He was on the show last week and we had to bring him back for a very special reason, which I will go into a little bit further on. He's a former copywriter with a stellar advertising career at Saatchi & Saatchi, and he left them in 2011 to set up Akela, a film production company based in Dubai. His first short film, Security, has been part of the official selection at over 15 major film festivals. But not only that, it's actually won and been nominated for direction, screenplay, cinematography, the works. You're here today because you're currently working on Siren, which is your first feature film, and it's set in Dubai, and it uses homegrown talent for all sorts, really.
Yeah, I think other than our lead actor, most of the cast is coming from here. Akela is teaming up with Deja Vu Films, which is based in Dubai, a very prominent production company here, and with Alcatraz as well. So we have Amar from Alcatraz and Manu from Deja Vu as our executive producers. They're helping us put everything together. The story, in a nutshell, is a Dubai-based billboard repairman tries to experience the products on his billboards. So what starts out as innocent gets criminal pretty quickly, and he's got to wriggle his way out of it. And I think you can't really get into that without talking about brands and consumerism, and that's what a lot of the film is about. And just once we started talking to brands here about the film, we have a lot of local brands that are really, really helping us out and supporting us. And now that we've signed a very important document, which I'm sure you'll ask me about, I think everyone's really excited to get things rolling because we're shooting in about 8 weeks or so.
Okay.
But how about that? You're saying things get out of hand quickly on this, mm-hmm. So he's looking at certain brands, and these brands are inspiring him to do bad things. I mean, are brands happy to be associated with that?
It's not about inspiring him to do bad things. It's a question of, I want to know what that's like. And I think a lot of advertising here, when we drive down Sheikh Zayed Road, we immediately kind of categorize what ads are targeting us and what ads are not talking to us. A Ferrari ad, unfortunately, isn't talking to me because I'm not in
well,
that
not yet. Maybe in a year or so.
Who knows? So I think the question is, what happens when you think, well, I'd like to know what that's like? And I think it's a question that everybody that drives down Sheikh Zayed Road asks themselves.
Mm-hmm. You said that everybody in the film except for the lead actor is based here. So last week, I tried very hard to get you to spill secrets, but you were very professional and you absolutely wouldn't tell me the name.
I was mean. You can say I was mean.
But you were mean for a reason because it wasn't signed off
until
recently. So how about you give us the famous line that everybody knows?
The famous line that everybody knows is, look at me. Look at me. I am the captain now.
Okay, so we are, of course, talking about which actor?
We're talking about Barkhad Abdi, who got an Oscar nomination, a Golden Globe nomination, and he won a BAFTA as well for his role in Captain Phillips opposite Tom Hanks. It was mesmerizing. It was very... I think it's very captivating, and you don't know who he is because it was his first role in cinema. And I think everybody after that film kind of picked up who he was. And the fact that he ad-libbed that line as well was fantastic.
Yeah, I heard about that. I remember watching an interview with him. I think it was on Conan or something. And he said, he was asking him, like, what were you doing before the film and about the whole casting process and everything. And he said apparently to get the cast for Captain Phillips and the Somalian pirates, they went to Minneapolis because apparently that's like the highest population of Somalians in America is in Minneapolis of all places. And what was it he used to do before he had that big break?
He worked in a phone shop. He worked as a limo driver. He had a couple of jobs here and there. And then, as you said, they cast it in Minneapolis. And from then on, you know, it's been he's been doing at least a film a year since then. And we actually met him at the premiere of Pirates of Somalia at the Boston Film Festival. It's in cinemas soon, mm-hmm. I think next week.
Yeah, next week.
Yeah, so we got to meet him there. That's after he read the screenplay and said, okay, let's come down and let's have a chat about it, and seemed very keen on the film. So it was really nice to go watch his movie with him, you know, with the whole crew and the cast were all there. It was great.
What's he like?
He is such a humble guy. Really, I think, of course, Captain Phillips is a great movie. He was fantastic in it, but I think I wanted to cast him after Umran, my business partner, and I saw him in a couple of interviews he had done, like with Conan, and he just looks completely out of place, but so happy to be there, yeah. You know? And I think that was the essence of our character in the film as well, because he is out of place. He feels like he goes to places where he doesn't, you know, kind of belong, so to speak. But he's happy to be there, and he's enjoying the experiences one after the other. And I saw that twinkle in his eye when he was on Conan, and I thought that's the person we want to get on board. And you know, I don't know how he managed, but we pulled it off and finally got the contract signed.
What's the name of the title character that he'll be playing in the film?
The name of the character is Kawes. It's a Somali name. It means knight. And I think it was one of the first names that I saw when I was doing the research, and it just jumped out at me. I'm very instinctive with stuff like that. It just jumped out at me, and Barkhad really liked it as well. So I think.
Are you writing this on your own or collaborating?
So, no, I. It's pretty much everything that we do at Akela. It's between me and Umran Sheikh. I do a lot of the writing, and then we have a writing partner that we work with, Mina Litvinova, who comes on board as well. She's amazing with character and details and all the stuff that I'm bad at, all the nitty gritties. So it kind of keeps me in check. And that's where the story comes from, really. And of course, you know, you can't. Everybody's got input. Every time you talk to somebody about the story, they go, "Oh, what about this? What about that?" And a lot of those comments and suggestions make it in. So I don't ever think it's a one-person, two-person, or even three-person thing writing. It's I guess a sum total of all your experiences and also all the feedback that you get along the way.
And you're going back to your advertising days here, then,
yeah.
As well.
I mean, yeah,
how do you feel about that?
I think a lot of insight came from my time in advertising, I think just being able to, even the brands that are coming on board, even being able to speak to them in their language, seeing their products from the point of view of someone who doesn't know necessarily what a bottle of perfume is. He just sees an ad with a beautiful woman and a glass bottle on there, not knowing necessarily what that is. It was a little bit difficult because I've been in advertising for so long to look at products and billboards from the point of view of someone who has no context of what the products might be. So it was difficult in some ways, it was easy in some ways. It's I guess that's, you know, the case with everything. Sorry for the vague no. answer.
Neil, you're appearing at the Emirates Airline Festival of Literature on a panel called Culture, Cliché and Cut with a couple of other filmmakers about the representation of culture and identity in film. How is Siren approaching this?
I don't think... look, for me, I grew up here in Dubai.
Yeah.
Dubai is an absolute mix of cultures. And Siren is exactly the same way. I think there you've got every kind of demographic represented in the film. And I think we're not necessarily making a film for the biggest demographic in the region. We're making a film that, I mean, we don't see someone from Somalia as often as we see someone from India or Pakistan or Bangladesh, for example. But having said that, I think there are a lot of experiences that the character has through the film that anyone can relate to. Going back to security, which is really where this idea started, security was about an Indian and a Pakistani security guard in the middle of the Dubai desert. And the Indian had never met a Pakistani before. And they're guarding this empty construction site, so they don't really know what it is or what's going on. And they find out a lot about themselves. And I think when I made that film with Umran, we both discovered that we really liked telling these stories from the point of... It's different when you tell a story from the point of view of an immigrant who's come here from a certain demographic and then an immigrant that's come here with nothing and tries to work his way up. And how do they see the glitz and the glamour and the beauty that is Dubai? So I think the approach is in terms of the different cultures. Our character interacts with cultures from all over the world, really. And I think that's the truth of what Dubai is.
We're going to have to wrap it up there, but before we do, when can we expect to actually see this film? Because it's...
That's a tough one.
Mm. Yeah.
So we run the film from March to May is the production.
Yeah.
Hopefully, we make the deadline for Sundance, which is September, and that's pretty tight as far as post-production goes. So if that's the case, and then it'll be ready for film festivals here as well, December would be the earliest. Otherwise, we're looking at very early next year.
Okay, well, fingers crossed. I hope it all goes well for you. All the best from Talking
Thank
of Books
so
for the production.
Thank
and
you.
We can't wait to see you in March at the Emirates Airline Festival
I'm
of
looking forward to
Literature. When we come back, the animal trainer who has worked on some of the biggest literary adaptations, think Game of Thrones, Harry Potter, and more, will be live over the phone with us. Her name is Julie Topman. And if you have questions for her, do text them in to 4001 and we'll get them to Julie for you.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.